T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think I've actually figured this out.
I know you did.
There is no song that connotes this hour's code word. I can't think of one. I think I figured it out. The word this hour is slice. Mm-mm. Can you figure it out?
Feeling hot, hot, hot. No, I can't.
Because he played hot, hot, hot when the word was artisanal or artisan, because he made the stretch that it had to do with Blaze Pizza. Now I believe he's doing a slice of pizza is hot, hot, hot.
Bingo.
Especially if you get it at Blaze.
Or Blaze, whichever one.
Man, you are dumb.
Time for your chance to win $1,000. It's the 560 WQAM $1,000 Touchdown Contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word slice. Can you think of a song that would have made sense for slice? I was trying to think, like, golf? Is there a song about...
I could have done My Miss American Pie.
Bye-bye, Miss American
like
Pie.
Like a slice of pie.
Slice of pie.
Or like a slice of life. Is there any song called Slice of Life?
Who slice uses of that? Life. Yeah, Slice of Life slice is of a life saying. Is you've never heard that?
No.
Goodness. What does pizza have to do with hot?
Pizza's hot.
But I mean, isn't steak hot? Do you say steak hot, hot, hot? Do you say grilled cheese, hot, hot, hot?
Well, I think the Blaze Pizza or D. Wade and Udonis' place in Aventura is called 800 degrees.
It's like hot.
It's hot.
I got it. When you first thing you think of pizza, you think of heat?
No.
I think of grease.
But I don't think we were doing first thing you think of game.
I thought we were doing the song that means something towards the word game. And hot pizza doesn't correlate to me.
Well, I don't think there's a song that yells pepperoni, pepperoni, pepperoni.
You could do something better.
This has nothing to do with pizza anyway.
Slice.
Text the word slice to 72881. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at 5 o'clock. 560 WQAM's $1,000 Touchdown Contest is brought to you by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Text SLICE to 72881. Tito's texting us if we want any snacks. Tito Banach. I got into a little thing on Twitter with Tito Banach because...
Why do you argue with him?
Here's the thing. This drove me crazy. He was talking on Twitter about a welcome home mat that you place in front of your door.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, there's no such thing as a welcome home mat. There's a welcome mat. Mm-hmm. There's not a welcome home mat. You don't go to Home Depot and say, hey, where do you keep the welcome home mats? You say, where are the welcome mats?
Yeah, it doesn't say home on them. It actually says welcome across the top of
some of them. He tweeted me a picture of a mat that said welcome home on it. He goes, there you go, welcome home mat. I go, bro, it just says welcome home. Doesn't make it a welcome home mat.
And it's not for you. It's for your guests.
Yeah, rarely are you going to walk in the front door. Usually you're going to go in the garage. And
then you're not surprised by, oh, wow, welcome
you're going through your garage?
Yeah.
I always go through my front door.
Because you don't own a house, Valero. You probably don't have a clicker to open the garage.
We don't.
You
got a garage.
You got
a storage.
You got to get your grades up. Oh, you got the garage. You just put all the junk in.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Oh,
yeah.
You're a hoarding family?
I'm not.
I never saw this out of Valero's. Y'all
so
are hoarders?
I'm not.
What does Juan and Mara have in the garage? What's in there? Some old furniture, some newspapers stacked to the ceiling.
We got a set of tires in there for some odd reason.
What?
We got a domino table.
I mean, come on. But you can have a domino table in the garage. If it's orderly, you stack it right on the side there. You pull a card or two in, you're good to go.
We got a bunch of like boxes of like photos. It's just weird. I don't like it.
Well, photos are going to go bad in the garage.
We got like 8 gas tanks. For what?
Well, y'all are doomsday preppers.
Yeah, we have a generator in there.
This
we have
is
a
actually,
doom, doomsday preppers.
Funny. This is actually funny. So Tito texted all of us, "Do you want a snack?" And Valero texted back, "Quinoa."
Nobody. I'm making a mean salmon tonight, man.
Nobody eats quinoa.
Quinoa. That's funny. All right, I have prizes to give away in a wacky radio game show, so you have to line it up right now. 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. I thought we'd play a game. I have a 560 WQAM t-shirt and some pride. Now, everybody likes to be a radio winner. You tell your friends, I won a contest on the radio.
Yeah.
There's pride involved in that. You can't say that to your friends if you didn't win the contest. Hey, you could, but you'd be lying. Yeah, you'd be lying.
People lie all the time.
And let me tell you something. There's no pride in lying.
What? Oh, no.
What I say is there's no pride in lying. Is this caller on line one, his name is really Slappy?
Slappy.
MacDougal is his last name.
I saw a comedian in Vegas. Remember Slappy White?
No.
You don't remember Slappy White?
Years ago? You'd be forgetting how old you are.
Years ago.
I couldn't go to Vegas when Slappy White was famous.
Yeah, that is true. I don't think you were born.
I was going to say, bro, I just started drinking 13 years ago. Who the hell is Slappy White?
You don't remember Slappy White?
No.
He opened for Red Fox when I was in Vegas.
Like, when I really was allowed to watch comedy was, like, Kings of Comedy time.
Oh, my goodness.
That's when I was really – I used to sneak and watch some stuff back in the day with Red Fox and Richard Pryor. But when I was, like, just allowed to flat-out watch a comedy movie, it was Kings of Comedy.
Well, I wanted people to learn about the Miami Heat because the Miami Heat opened their season tomorrow. NBA opens tonight. Miami Heat opened their season tomorrow. So I created a game show called BAM, yes or no.
How to buy you?
And this is how you learn to me about the personalities of the players. I'm going to read you a tweet. You tell me if Bam Adebayo was the one that tweeted it. Yes or no? Yes, Bam tweeted it. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. No, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Bob Greasy on the call Sunday on the flagship radio station for the Miami Dolphins. This very radio station. When the Dolphins kicked a field goal in overtime with no time left on the clock, Bob Greasy, legendary Dolphin, yelled,
"Oh, no!"
Because I don't think he knew what was happening.
Or messed up his teaser.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Bob Greasy.
Man.
On this very radio station.
Plus 600. Man.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right, Slappy. Where's Are you there, Slappy?
Woo!
Woo! All right, you understand? I got a lot of echo here, Valero. You understand?
I'm on a bus.
You're on a bus? You're not on a bus.
I am.
Are you really?
Yeah, in Doral.
How you? Yeah, you sound fine. How are you listening on the bus? Like through your phone?
Radio.com app. I got a headset.
Look at you.
That's awesome.
Are there a lot of people on the bus?
Like 9 bus drivers driving slow as hell.
Well, they don't give him a hard time, man. He had a tough day.
Passive aggressive, what you're doing there, Slappy.
Sorry, the speed limit's 35, not 3.5.
You can get this man in trouble now.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah. I'm in the back. I got
Where are you headed to? You headed home, headed to work?
I'm coming home from work.
Coming home from work. All right.
Is some battles on the bus?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. There's something on that bus, ain't it?
Oh.
All right. You're a fan of the Miami Heat?
I am.
All right. And you like Bam Adebayo?
Yeah, he's all right.
Okay. All right. Here you go.
He ain't no Hassan.
He ain't no Hassan.
That's something to look forward to, being Hassan.
Well, a couple seasons ago, that was a good thing.
Okay. I don't know.
And it could be a good thing, you know, he ain't no Hassan. Like, he's good.
I go with
double
that
meaning,
one.
Double meaning, baby.
Double meaning. All right, here you go. I'm going to give you a thing, and you tell me if Bam Adebayo tweeted it or not. If you get 3 out of 5 right, you win a bucket full of pride and a 560 WQAM t-shirt.
Oh, well, I thought it was a gift card.
No gift cards. We're all out of gift cards. You ready?
I'll take a shirt.
It's a gift card for a shirt.
Well,
you cash it in for a shirt.
That fire shirt, though.
They're nice shirts. Are these the good shirts, Valero?
Yeah, fire
collared?
Shirt.
Collared?
These are the good collared shirt?
No.
Not a collar shirt.
No. Thousand thread, though.
Thousand thread?
Thousand
thread. Thousand
thread?
Yeah.
100% cotton, or is it a collie pot and blend? I said a collie plot and blend, by the way.
What are you talking about?
I use it for painting.
I meant a poly cotton blend, of course. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Had the world's largest water balloon fight. Did Bam Adebayo tweet that, yes or no? Had the world's largest water balloon fight.
Sounds like something Bam Bam Bigelow would tweet. No.
He says no. Unfortunately for you, he's wrong. Bam did tweet that. Bam tweeted that. Had the world's largest water balloon fight.
He's a liar.
Nerd.
What do you mean?
You can't track that.
He called him a nerd.
Who says that? I'm with you, bro. Who says that?
All right. Did Bam tweet this or not? Finna check out McDonald's breakfast anytime. Hell yeah, hash browns for lunch.
Hell nah, he didn't say that.
Nah, I made that up, yeah. He's correct, I did. Totally made that up.
What was it? How'd it go?
Finna check out McDonald's breakfast anytime. Hell yeah, hash browns for lunch.
How do you spell finna? F-I-N-N-A?
Hell yeah.
Oh, no. You're ridiculous. You're one and one.
You got to get two more right to win the T-shirt. You ready?
Yep.
Did Bam Adebayo tweet this or not? Man, Steak and Shake chili is wiggity 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 whack.
So it sounds like something. But I'm gonna say no.
You're gonna say he did not tweet that.
No. Nah.
He did not tweet that. I made that up as well.
you think
that was corny?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you trying to sound young?
Wiggity 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 whack. Yeah, I'm trying to sound young and hip.
Finna check out the McDonald's breakfast.
Finna. Not Funa.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Finna. Yeah, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, here you go.
Come
you
on,
got.
Bus.
Yeah, we heard.
Where
you established that.
Oh, okay.
You've got two right. If you get this one right, you win all the prize.
Let's do it.
All the prize. Did Bam Adebayo tweet, if you had a half a day in public middle school, you had these before? And it was a picture of an Uncrustable.
Nah.
Think he tweeted that, Crowder?
Yeah.
He did tweet that. Yeah, you're wrong on that one.
Yeah, man.
What a jerk. The guy hates Bam Adebayo. All right, you've got trade that bum. What has happened here? You've got two right, two wrong. If you get this right, you get all the prize. If you get it wrong, you get nothing.
Well, you keep saying all the prize. There's more than one?
No, all the prize. I'm saying singular.
Oh, pride. I thought you said prize.
No, I'm saying prize. All the prize.
Oh.
I don't know if you can follow that with a singular.
You ready?
Yeah.
Did Bam Adebayo tweet this or not? Anyone know where I can get some of that hot six? Got some dry patches.
Oh, man. That could go either way. I'm going to go, yeah.
No,
what the hell?
Got some dry patches. You don't even know how ashy works.
Dad, he got the six on it, doesn't he?
It's not ringworm.
I'm sorry, Slappy. I'm sorry, buddy.
What a waste.
What a waste. Enjoy the bus ride. I'm so sorry.
You think skin ash is isolated to certain areas?
Anyone know where I can get some of that hot six? Got some dry patches. Bam Adebayo did not tweet that. We'll play one more round of Did Bam Tweet It or Not when we come back. Radio.com. Radio.com. Oh, you know what? If you're just joining us and you want to celebrate the NBA season opening tonight, unlike any other way that's possible, we have a a song someone created. It's Kawhi Leonard. I don't know if you heard Kawhi Leonard laughing at Media Day in Toronto, but someone has set Kawhi Leonard's laugh to the old NBA on NBC theme. Possible that is so good. How's that possible that it is so good?
Because it's silly. That's why.
We used to head into NBA season. I'm not saying that it's, you know, nothing to get excited about. But, man, was it different with the big three than it is. Oh. Like, because we talked about earlier, it's like, well, whoa, what are you thinking? I'm like, well, Josh Richardson could be good, and Hassan could start to show out again and whatever. Like, you're looking for stuff.
I first started doing, like, daily radio. I got into this career right in the middle of big three.
Oh, I mean, it was.
It was so easy.
It was really, like, it's hard to explain to people. Nationwide, like Cleveland understands it, Miami understands it, and now Los Angeles, and they've understood it before because they have such a strong history of star players. But I mean, that place has to. They open tomorrow. The Lakers, are they tomorrow?
I think they're Thursday. I got
not till Thursday. I'm so excited to watch Lakers games.
There was just so much emotional attachment to those. I laugh at Bosh, but I don't think it was so much for Bosh, for Wade and LeBron. People love them so much. You could say one word and have 2 hours of radio.
Yep.
Oh, he played bad last night.
You are 100% correct.
Oh, my goodness. What did you just say? There was so much emotional attachment to it. I hope we can find us a couple players to get damn emotionally attached to again.
It's Thursday. It's the Blazers.
Against the Blazers. That's a, I'm guessing, a late game. It has to be, yeah. I'm excited for that.
I like the late games, though. Gives me something to do after the wife goes to bed.
What do you mean?
I put her to bed if you ain't get what I was saying.
Benadryl?
You hear him over Benadryl.
Benadryl. That was funny.
If that's what she wants to call it. Z-Quil.
What's more awkward? A lot of people are texting and tweeting me that they want that as a ringtone.
No, it's okay, guys. You don't really want it. You're not going to use it.
Right. Email.
I'm not doing it.
Just an email.
Nope.
I'm curious what's more awkward? Do you have the Bob Greasy call and just the Kawhi Leonard laugh? Because in both scenarios, they're awkward. Kawhi Leonard, he's at Media Day in Toronto. He's asked about, you know, who are you? You know, we want to get to know you here in Toronto. We don't know much about you. You're a quiet guy. And, you know, who are you? And he started to give some explanation. Then he was like, oh, but you really need to, I need longer than this. And then he lets out this really awkward laugh. It's a very awkward laugh.
It really is.
Now, is that more awkward or less awkward than Bob Greasy, the analyst on the Dolphins radio broadcast, celebrating the Dolphins' overtime victory over the Bears by blurting out, oh, no.
Oh, no. No.
Which one's worse?
Bob got it.
I'd like to hear both full cuts. Do you have the Kawhi Leonard where he actually, you know, elicits that laugh from himself?
And what would you like people to know about you?
I'm a fun guy. Obviously, I love the game of basketball. I mean, it's just more question you have to ask me in order for me to tell you about myself. I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
It's so weird. He elicits laughter from himself over, I don't even know where you're sitting at, which is...
Gotta strange. I'm going with Bob.
Here's the entire Dolphins call, though. Jimmy Cephalo, Joe Rose, Bob Greasy.
A career high, 3 touchdowns. And here is Jason Sanders. 47 yards. The kick is up. The kick is good.
He hit it. He hit the kick.
No. Oh, no.
Jason Sanders has won the game.
Why would you blurt out, oh, no, there? I am so confused by that.
It has to be Bob because that's genuine emotion. Kawhi so is talking to he's talking to the media. That's a forced interaction.
Right.
So it's awkward. I have to laugh with a room of people I don't know.
Right. I don't want to be standoffish guy.
How many years has Bob been doing the game?
I mean, been,
oh no.
10 years?
Yeah, 10 just
years.
Let's say
but
10
I mean
plus.
He's been part of the Dolphins since the '70s. Like he should live and breathe Dolphins. And oh, you made a song for it?
I did make a song.
All right, I got to hear this.
Yeah. It's for my people. Hey, yo, Easy.
Oh, no.
Ow.
Stop. Drop. Come on. Shut them down. Open up shop.
Oh, no.
I didn't know Bob Greasy was part of the Rough Riders.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense.
Hey, X got locked up again.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
So weird.
But that's your genuine emotional reaction?
Someone is texting in that Joe Rose said that Bob Greasy thought he saw a flag coming out. Because didn't somebody say no flag? Now
he said no flags at the end.
Now it makes sense. Now, okay, I've got context. Now, it doesn't mean I don't want to hear the DMX Bob Greasy mashup again.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Easy.
Oh, no.
Now it makes sense.
That he thought he saw
thought
a
he
flag.
Saw a flag on the field.
So now we have 2 broadcasts on our flagship station that have done the Rough Riders theme.
DBJ did it.
Sub no. Stop. Drop. Shut him down. Open up shop. Oh. No. That's how Rough Riders roll.
So that was Joe Zagacki?
Joe Z and DBJ.
I don't remember Joe Zagacki doing the first line.
That in the last year?
That was last year.
Yeah, remember in the last year, Joe took off.
He did
Joe
take
said,
off a little
look
bit.
At me. I'm the captain now.
Who is still on the line to play the game show, Falero? Is George on line 3?
John.
John is on line 3?
Yeah.
John is on line 3. We'll play a quick round here of did Bam tweet it or not. Are you there, John?
I'm right here, Hawk.
You want to win a 560 WQAM t-shirt and some pride?
Is it a V-neck? I'm trying to bring sexy back.
Is it a V-neck, Falero?
Pull that chest hair out.
It's a regular T-shirt.
Regular T-shirt?
Cut it. You can cut it.
You can cut it down to a V-neck.
I can live with it.
All right, there you go. Give me a little game show music here. I'm going to read you something. You tell me if this was a tweet from Bam Adebayo. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, you got to get 3 out of 5 right. If you do, you got the T-shirt. You get some pride, okay?
I was guessing.
Happy birthday, Goran Dragic. Happy birthday, Goran Dragic. Was that a tweet from Bam Adebayo?
Yeah, he tweeted it.
What do you think, Crowder? Crowder's good at working these things out. He's got a skill with this.
But now you're a part of it, so it's tricking me. Because we did it last time. It was 2 normal people, and you were reading. Now you get to create them. I would say it's BS.
You think he did not tweet that?
It's just too easy. You said it too easy. You had a little smirk.
The caller's right. You are wrong. He did tweet that. Happy birthday, Goran Dragic. If you get 2 more right, you get the pride, and you get a T-shirt as well. You ready?
I'm ready, Hawk. Hurry up. My beer's getting hot.
All right. Here we go. Where are you?
Oh, I'm at home on the porch.
Oh,
I'm ready for
I like
another
it.
One. I got to go back to the fridge.
There you go. Here we go. did Bam Adebayo tweet this, and that's why the student body got a bad reputation. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. What they need is adult education.
No, that sounds like you.
That's a Hall & Oates song. You are correct. That's a Hall & Oates song. You got that one right. Adult education, of course. Everyone knows the lyrics to that. Final one, if you or not final one. If you get this right, though, you win. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. I cast my Heisman ballot for Lamar Jackson. I cast my Heisman ballot for Lamar Jackson. Did Bam Adebayo tweet that or no?
Yeah, he tweeted.
You think he tweeted that? Crowder, what do you think?
Yes. He seems like he follows a bunch of sports.
But how would he have a Heisman vote?
Because everybody has a Heisman vote.
I do?
But just in your own mind.
He did tweet that. I didn't know how. You're a big winner, George.
I'm John, but I can live with George.
John, you're a big winner, John.
People want to call him George.
What's your favorite thing?
560 QAM, baby.
What's an adult education?
I don't know. Play that song coming back.
No,
from
don't
Hall &
play
Oates.
It.
Yeah,
back.
It's
it doesn't
a good
make any
song.
Sense. What is it?
That is a good
an
song.
An adult education?
We'll figure it out together next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Plain Jane. Yamagini Jane. Rest in peace to my superior.
Rest in peace, Dennis Hoff.
No.
What do you mean?
I'm not celebrating Dennis Hoff's death. I'm not mourning it.
Who asked you to celebrate
it? I'm not mourning it either. The man did something illegal.
No, it's legal.
Well, it's legal. He found a loophole.
No, it's not a loophole. It's legal in Nevada.
No, it's a loophole. He runs a brothel. He encourages prostitution, and I don't like it.
You don't, do you?
Nope. He's Dr. Kevorkian.
Drunk take.
Wrong take.
Good take.
Wrong take. It is legal. Prostitution's legal in Nevada. Dennis Hoff was found dead today.
World's a better place.
Is it?
Yeah.
Interesting. Celebrating a man's death.
Well.
Oh, no.
Psychologically, finding weak women to work in your desert sex slavedom. Making a pretty good case on the
he's
other side.
You're really not.
I am
really
making
not.
A good case on the other side.
You're really not.
He is. He's not like Dr. Kevorkian used to help people kill themselves, which is not nice, even if it's legal.
Uh-huh.
No, don't play
I don't know what he's
saying. It's not an
I don't know what he's saying.
This is real, man.
Do me a favor. Here's well, now this is on me, though. It wasn't in
you
the script.
It up,
yeah. Right. I didn't prepare him for Dennis Hoff having passed away during our show, and so he's trying to come up with some
I'm not trying
strange
it.
Take and
it's not a strange take, it's a real take.
Okay.
I know there's right. A bunch of people that agree with me.
Okay.
And they're like, who died? You're like, oh, the guy that had the bunny ranch. Why are we talking about him?
But that's not your take.
If he was one state over, he'd be a criminal.
Right.
And now he's in that state.
Mm-hmm.
Objectifying women's bodies,
mm-hmm.
And we're going to say, oh, he passed.
Uh-huh.
Release them. Open the doors. They'll go running across the desert.
What's he saying? I don't know. I'm...
okay.
I don't know what he's
what
saying.
What does that mean?
Some people don't like being there. That means you get, that's when you go.
Go where?
Get up.
That's on me. That's on me. I went off script.
I'm serious.
You can't blame
him.
I
thought about it during the break.
You can't blame him when I go off script, and this is why he does not report breaking news. This is even when it's scripted out for him, he has a tough time.
What we were talking about is My Pillow live spot that he had to help you with earlier before you got here.
You're having a tough time yourself there.
These
are the two guys that are you. I can't imagine I missed that conversation between you two. It was so good, I imagine.
Well, if the truth hurts, you don't ask for it.
Okay. I again, not knowing what you're saying. Whatever makes you guys feel good. It's what happened when Serena came on, where you just you don't even have to play it.
I got excited. I was overwhelmed. I was talking to the best tennis player of all time, and I had no partner. We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Now, what's funny about that? Well, it was Serena. It wasn't Venus.
Yeah.
They did. I bet their parents did that when they were younger.
There's a clap
Serena,
in there.
Venus.
There's
Serena, Venus. Serena, y'all come
now,
in.
Most interviewers, when they're introducing someone, they don't clap. They're so excited. Like, they did something. They're so excited, they just have to clap.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
The dude clapped.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I was jacking myself up to go.
That is the best thing. He clapped. Gee, Venus, look at me.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Whoever was the producer at the time was like, okay, Serena's on the line. I was like, oh, she's there? Yeah, she's there. You ready? Ready for what?
Because what happened was he had a radio partner. It was Adam Cooperstein.
Yeah.
And so Coop would normally handle the introduction, whatever. You'd come in with your, question. And,
yes, Pulitzer-winning questions.
But Coop was caught in traffic.
And he did it every day.
And so... And
they told us she's going to be, it was 1 to 3.
She was going to be here. 1:01.
On the dot. And they were like, we got to go. I said, where are we going?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Oh, another thing I haven't mentioned there. His first question was, what's up?
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
So when I say on me for going off script, I've had numerous examples of him having a tough time when he's just got to speak extemporaneously.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Hey, you know what?
You know what? People are agreeing with your foolishness.
Let's give that to Don Bailey Jr.
That's a great idea.
We've got Venus Williams with us. What's up?
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Hey, for people that didn't hear it, do you have Don Bailey Jr.'s call from the Virginia game? He threw one in there for us. He threw us a little bone. There was really no spot for DBJ. There was no fun in the Hurricanes broadcast. One of the lines we gave him was the Pointer Sister song, I'm Just Burning, Doing the Neutron Dance. And I thought Joe Zagacki would do woo, like the song. And it was.
They rushed four, Rozier to throw. A tight pocket, he sacked. Chris Peace brings him down. A loss of 6 yards. Chris Peace, a senior, 250 pounds in his 43rd game, his second sack of the year. And now Miami's looking at a 3rd and 12, and the stadium is bouncing.
Joe, I'm just burning, but I'm not doing the neutron dance.
There you go.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. It was cute. No line on the Dolphins game, because I guess they don't know who the quarterback's going to be.
Correct.
I'm looking at...
How much did Brock move it? Did you see? I didn't see on Sunday. Did it move?
Like 3.5?
I remember when Pizzola was on with us on Thursday, he said, if you can get the Dolphins +4, you should take it. And by game time, it was +7. It was Dolphins +7. So he definitely moved it 2.5 points, which is, I mean, that's a...
What happens now to the spread?
I don't know if it would be much different.
But after throwing, what do you have, 380?
Yeah,
three
but
touchdowns?
I mean, it's still Brock Osweiler.
What would it be with Tannehill?
It's Dolphins hosting the Lions on Sunday.
Maybe Dolphins favored by one?
But I would say Dolphins -2, but either way, kind of, I think.
I was thinking, if Tannehill plays, are the Dolphins favored more? Because he didn't play, and then Brock played well, but then Brock, the line moved higher.
I bet Tannehill's a half point in the Dolphins' favor, where if it's -2 with Brock Osweiler, it's -2.5 with Ryan Tannehill. Or -1 with Osweiler, -2 with Ryan Tannehill.
So that means they're the same guy.
They're off today, right? Dolphins are off today?
Yes.
So we'll find out maybe tomorrow or Thursday. We may not find out till game time, right? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Adam Gase is in any mood to share any information with anybody.
I'm not going to ask him.
We're going to talk a little Miami Dolphins with Kim Beaucamper in the next segment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.